AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla, and in Norwich at 92.3 FM.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lowell.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell here on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Welcome back once again. We have our MAC Boys Championship here between Delhi and Unitego Franklin. It is our Butler Auto pregame show. Butler has the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7, Riverside, in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. Well, Coach, we're back again. Couldn't ask for much more on that girls' game. Delhi girls winning their first MAC championship in school history, 43-38. And we're set for a good one here between the boys as well. I think if you're a Delhi fan, you've had this one circled since you lost to Unitego Franklin early in the year. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, both teams come in having a phenomenal season. You know, Unitego Franklin is 15-4 overall, 8-1 in the MAC. Delhi is 16-3 overall, 8-1 in the MAC. So Unitego Franklin was the number one seed, while Delhi was the number two. So you say, well, how did that happen? Because they both finished with 8-1 records in league play. Well, they go to head-to-head. So Unitego Franklin won the tiebreaker. They defeated Delhi back on December 12th at Unitego by a score of 45-38. At that time, I don't think that Delaware Academy was completely healthy. I also think, you know, it was, one of their first games of the year, probably maybe the fourth game of the season. So kind of early to have that big matchup on the road at Unitego, and I'm sure that they've wanted to see them again since that contest back in December.
They were without Teddy Kelsch, who's one of their leaders on this team. I think emotionally and on the stats side of things, he had broken a bone in his hand in a scrimmage, and he had to miss, I don't know, I would say probably the first 5-6 games before he was cleared to come back. He's made a big difference. His first game back was their game against Cooperstown, and they ended up losing that game, but they gave Coop a real good battle, which you can talk about score-wise here in a minute. But I think he makes a big difference, and they've had some of their young guys kind of step up, and they have found their identity. I mean, they've won 14 in a row. It's been tremendous. So I do think that was kind of early in the season, but it meant a lot to Unitego Franklin and really set them off and set them up well for a good rest of their season as well.
Yeah, I mean, Delhi, as you said, they played at Cooperstown in the Cooperstown tournament on December 29th. Cooperstown is from Section 3, even though they're very close to us. They are currently the number one team in New York State for Class C, and from the score, it appears that Delhi gave Cooperstown everything they wanted. The final score was 88-78, so kind of a high-scoring game, but good showing there for Delaware Academy, and they haven't lost since then. So, as you said, 14 in a row. They also have played some good competition. Lots of bigger schools. They beat Norwich. They beat Sydney twice. They played Camden, who's an A school. They beat Walton Downsville, who's a B. They beat Newfield, who's a high C. They beat Owego Free Academy, who's an A. They beat Vestal, who's a double-A school. So they've challenged themselves with a tough schedule. On the same note, Unitego Franklin has also challenged themselves. They've played six bigger schools. They also played Vestal and won at home. They beat Sydney. They played a good West Canada Valley team from Section 3. And they played down in the arena in the Mirabito Coaches vs. Cancer tournament right around December. And they played Class A Shenango Valley, lost 52-48. And they played Class B Sus Valley, lost 53-40. They also went down and played Johnson City in February, on February 5th, and only lost by 10 points. So good game. If you look at the New York State rankings, Unitego Franklin is 16th, Delhi is 17th, so should be another close game today.
I also think that the rivalry is alive and well between these two teams. I think that they're both excited to be here. They've wanted a piece of each other ever since then. I think the what do I want to say, the smack talk has gone back and forth between these two, and I know I read into that a little bit more just because I'm on the media side of things. I see the things that are out there, and I just think it's set up to be a real tough battle. I think both these teams really want this game. Of course, Delhi has won 3 years in a row. They're going for the four-peat. The last team to win the MAC before that was Unitigo back in Shea Barber's senior year. So Unitigo wants to get this back on the map. So I just think that we're set up for a real knockdown, drag-out type of game here today. And I don't know. I think you flip a coin between these two teams. I think they're both very ready, both very prepared, both very deep. And so people have been asking me all week what I think. I said, boy, I really don't know. And that's what makes it fun.
Yeah, and I think one of the strengths for Unitigo Franklin is their ability to play defense, and then they love to get out and run. And on this college-length court, that could really be a factor. So that could come into play here. We'll have to keep an eye on that.
Unitigo Franklin maybe had the best game of the season that I have seen against Oxford in the semifinals. Talk about run, that they were leaking guys out, and Oxford didn't know what to do. I mean, Unitigo Franklin just had a home run pass every time down the floor, and they got a ton of layups out of it. How did they manage to pull that off time and time again?
Well, I think that they probably saw something in the scouting report that said they could take advantage of that, and they also like to play like an extended 1-3-1 defense with Rashad Keel up at the top. And then, I mean, you do have probably one of the best pitchers in all of Section 4, regardless of class, in Xander Johnson. So if you need somebody to throw a baseball pass, he probably would be my pick out of any kid in Section 4. So, and they have some speedy guards that like to get out, and they like to run. So it should be interesting.
Xander, of course, will be off to play baseball at Cornell next year. He'll be joining his brother there, Braden. So pretty good baseball arm to have on your basketball team. And baseball season right around the corner. I'm sure Xander is looking forward to that, but he was just named the MAC MVP today for basketball. So for a kid that is a baseball-first kid, pretty cool you can end up being the MAC MVP. I know that voting was very close, but I think a lot of coaches think very highly of him, and so congratulations. We will be releasing the MAC All-Stars later tonight. I have the lists, and when I get home, I'll put them on NateLull.com and also on social media. So we'll have all your MAC All-Stars later tonight. The other leagues that we cover all will be waiting until later in the season after those seasons are complete. So, all right, Coach, we'll take a quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. MAC Boys Championship coming up. Unitigo Franklin and Delhi live from Green High School on WCDO.
Tired of searching for a vehicle that fits your life? Drive over to Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, your premier auto dealer in the Tri-County area. With 200 vehicles and more rolling in, we're confident your search is over. Cars, trucks, minivans, SUVs, and crossovers, all makes and models. Why not use that tax refund toward a low-mileage, late-model family ride from Butler Auto Sales? Planning a spring break getaway? We have the perfect vehicle for your adventure. We guarantee a minimum of $1,500 toward any trade-in, even if you have to push, pull, or drag it onto the lot. And we've got financing for every credit situation. We will get you financed at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Huge selection, huge savings. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to be your dealer for life.
Protect your business and personal information with help from Northeast Data Destruction on Clifton Street in Unadilla, a division of Waste Recovery Enterprises. Hi, Sean LaRose here, reminding you that we offer secure, convenient, and cost-effective document and hard drive destruction, from one-time shredding to ongoing shredding services for businesses of any size. So protect your personal and business information at Northeast Data Destruction, conveniently located at 29 Clifton Street in Unadilla, with drop-off locations on Valley View Road in Sydney and Railroad Avenue in Oneonta. Bins and consoles are available for regular and bulk pickups. Call 563-8982. That's 563-8982.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's our Butler Auto Sales pregame show. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski, getting you set here for the MAC Boys Basketball Championship. Unitigo Franklin boys taking on Delhi. Of course, congratulations again to the Delhi girls winning the MAC championship for the first time earlier today against Bainbridge Guilford. Great game. 43-38. Got a chance to go out in the hallway real quick in between games here, and just both sides very complimentary of each other, saying, wow, great defense by both sides, great hustle. So really a fun one. All right, Coach and I are going to pause for the national anthem. We'll be back again here on the Butler Auto pregame show. MAC championship coming up. Delhi 16-3 against Unitego Franklin, who is 15-4. We'll be back with the starting lineups here on WCDO.
Loyalty rewards are here for your Shindello Federal Credit Union MasterCard credit card. Simply sign up at scorecardrewards.com and receive a one-time bonus of 250 points. Your loyalty rewards can be redeemed for brand-name merchandise, travel, cashback, and credit toward your statement. So sign up today for loyalty rewards for your Shindello Federal Credit Union MasterCard credit card. Go to scorecardrewards.com and receive your one-time bonus of 250 points. Just another member benefit at Shindello Federal Credit Union. Union 114 Main Street in Franklin, federally insured by NCUA. Learn more at shindello.org or call 607-829-3560.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and softwoods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
At NBT Bank, we know that life's biggest milestones start with everyday moments. Like a family gathering starts with coffee on a first date. Buying your dream home starts with opening a savings account. And growing a successful business starts with a single deposit. Because no matter how unforgettable the extraordinary days are, there's a lot of everyday banking that leads up to them. NBT Bank. It starts here.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Let's get you the starting lineups here for the MAC Boys Basketball Championship. Coach is going to have Unitego Franklin first.
All right, first for Unitego Franklin and Coach Travis Woods. They come in with a MAC league record of 9-1 and an overall record of 15-4. They reach the championship game with a victory over Oxford. You have junior number 00, Joe Sargent. Junior number 2, Jacob Kingsbury. Sophomore number 4, Brock Birdsell. Senior number 10, Xander Johnson. And junior number 12, Rashad Keel.
And on the other side for Delaware Academy and head coach Warren Kelly, MAC league record of 9-1. Yeah, it should be 1, right? Correct? Yeah,
yep.
9-1. Overall record of 16-3. Reached the championship game with a victory over Walton Downsville. They start with senior number 2, Teddy Kelsch. Again, he was not in the regular season matchup, but Teddy is ready and set to go here today. Senior number 3, Lucas Nealis. A junior number 5, Benny Schnabel. A junior number 10, John Wilson, and a junior who's really come on as of late, number 34, Levi Shepard. Unitego Franklin is in the home white uniforms as the one seed. It has the green, that dark green, and that purple trim. It says Unitego Franklin in the green and purple lettering across the front of the uniform. Delhi is in the road maroon uniforms. The white trim says Delaware Academy in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. So we're set to go. Really interested to kind of see how the first, I don't know, 2 to 3 minutes of this ball game go. It's going to be a lot of energy, a lot of intensity. Who handles it a little bit better and can get off to a smooth start? ready to see. Delhi will be going left to right on your radio dial to start things off. Unitego Franklin right to left. And great crowd here on hand, just as it was for the girls' game. You love it when you can see a good crowd for both of these games. We are set and ready to go. It's going to be Johnny Wilson jumping it up here for Delaware Academy and the extremely athletic Rashad Keel, for Unitego Franklin. And opening tip goes to Delhi. Got a little bit bounce there, and Delhi came away with it. And Lucas Nealis has it.
Unitego Franklin opens in man-to-man defense.
Right side here for Lucas Nealis, giving it back to Benny Schnabel. Comes off of a screen. Schnabel thought about a three. Instead goes right corner. Now back to Teddy Kelch. Lucas Nealis, corner three off the back of the rim. Rebound Schnabel. Schnabel lost it to Kingsbury with a steal. And now here comes the MAC MVP, Xander Johnson. Johnson down the right side. Will dish one back to Kingsbury. Waits his way through. Finds Joe Sargent. Outside three off the back of the rim and no good. And a rebound here for Schnabel. So we're off and running. Scoreless. 40 seconds in.
Both teams looking to settle in here at the offensive end of the floor.
Left corner here for Delaware Academy. Again, live from Green High School for the MAC Boys Championship. Schnabel right side. Comes off a screen. Schnabel to the interior. Dishing it off for Levi Shepard. Up and under, and it's good for Levi Shepard. 2-0 Delhi. 6:50 to go in the first quarter. Delhi 2, Unitego Franklin nothing. Kingsbury to the left side. Calls out a play. And will dish here to Rashad Keel. Now to Sargent, comes off of the screen. Sargent lost it, but Kingsbury gets it back left side. Again, pushing one to Keel. Keel into the paint, tough shot, rolls in and out, and a rebound for Kelch. And then Kelch is fouled here by Xander Johnson. That's a tough one to take if you're Xander this early in the game.
Yeah, he tried for a steal there, and I think just got a little piece of the Delaware Academy player. I'm not sure if he really did, but when the Delaware Academy player fell, kind of drew the attention of the official.
I think Kelch sold that one pretty good and got the whistle. Delhi going to the interior for Lucas Nealis. Baseline pass for Shepard. Wheels it over to the far side here for Kelch. Floating in the paint, and Kelch has got it. Big bucket there for Teddy Kelch. 4-0 Delhi. Kingsbury in the backcourt. Nealis trying to shadow him. Jake gets across the Trojans logo. Kingsbury tries to dish it off, and a steal here by Delhi. Nealis in the backcourt. Delhi winners of 14 in a row. Coming across the half-court timeline with 5:55 to go in the first. 4-0 lead for the Bulldogs. Schnabel backs his way into the paint left side. Benny pulls up and can't get it to go. Rebound for Xander Johnson. Johnson down the left side of the floor across midcourt. Johnson to the right side. Lowers his shoulder. A lot of contact there, and they strip it. Ahead now for Kelch. Kelch is up and scores. And we got a timeout taken here by Travis Woods. Kelch with 4 points. Delhi leads 6-0. 5.5 to go first quarter in the Boys MAC Championship, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Come check out the local high school sports Wall of Fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge with that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn specialties include the Bobcat Burger and a special Jerry sauce, available on the Jerry Burger or the Jerry Chicken Sandwich. Also, daily specials like Taco Tuesday and Wednesday Wing Night. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for more specials.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. 5.5 to go in the first quarter. MAC Boys Championship game here live from Green High School. MAC Boys Basketball. Delhi leads Unitego Franklin 6-0. Spartan Devils just got to slow it down and relax a little bit here. So we said the first 2-3 minutes could set the tone. Unitego Franklin has it. They go to Brock Bertzel on the left side into the corner. Xander Johnson for three. Too strong. Rebound. Scooped up here by Unitego Franklin. Back to Bertzel on the right side. Tried to feed it through, but a steal by Delhi. Quick hands. Nealis down the left side. Nealis will pump one into the corner for Schnabel. Baseline drive, and he traveled. And it's going back to UF.
Unitico Franklin just needs to get something positive here at the offensive end. Need to get a hoop. The game's certainly not over, but the Bulldogs just seem to be a step quicker at both ends of the floor here. So Unitico Franklin needs to have something positive happen.
5 minutes to go in the first. Delhi 6, Unitico Franklin nothing. Kingsbury to the right side. We'll dish one off here for Brock Bertzel. Bertzel on a drive down low. Turnaround shot for Brock. Won't go. Rebound for Schnabel. Long pass ahead here for Teddy Kelch. And the layup is, wow, no good. It rolled all the way around. Kelch has got a rebound, though. Leaves it off for Shepard, and he lays it in. Great hustle there to keep it alive for Delhi. They lead 8-0. And to the left side here for Xander Johnson. Unitico needs a bucket. They go to Sargent straight away. Chest pass Kingsbury. I'm trying to call out the play to reset here with 4:20 to go in the first. Delhi leading 8-0. Kingsbury to the right side. Finds Brock Bertzel. We got a reach-in foul here on Schnabel. Feels so far like Delhi very athletic and long, too, causing some problems.
And they just seem to be a step faster to any loose ball or rebound here early, so Unitico Franklin just needs to settle in.
4:15 to go in the first. Delhi 8, Unitico nothing. Unitico Franklin across midcourt here with Kingsbury. They set it up their own offensive end going right to left. Kingsbury to Sargent. Little spin move here for Sargent. Back out Kingsbury. Unitico Franklin looking for a passing lane. Here's Keel into the paint. Back to Kingsbury on the right side. The floater for Jake is in and out. And a rebound for Delhi. They can't buy a bucket. Kelch ahead here for Johnny Wilson. He's stripped. Ball's loose on the floor. Both teams scrambling for it. And we got a jump ball with 3:45 to go here in the first. Delhi 8, Unitico nothing. It's going to go back to Unitico Franklin. And so UF trying to settle in here. I think they, like you said, just need to see one go through the hoop. And to the right side for Kingsbury. A bounce pass to the left side for Sargent. Wheels one into the corner for Xander Johnson. On the baseline, off his foot and out of bounds. And they cannot catch a break right now.
Delhi looks like they've switched into a 1-3-1 zone, and it's given the Spartan Devils a little bit of an issue.
3.5 to go in the first. Delhi 8, Unitico nothing. Lucas Nealis across midcourt. Delhi into the right corner. They're in the maroon with the white trim. Good ball movement here back to the far side for Kelch. Kelch dishing one off. What a pass to Shepard, and he flushes it down, and it's a 10-0 lead for Delhi. Unitico Franklin in the backcourt. Shovel pass to the near side here for Joe Sargent. Sargent closely guarded by Nealis. Sargent into the paint, and he is fouled with 3:05 to go in the first. A lot of contact there. A lot of football guys out there tonight and not afraid to mix it up a little bit. Delhi 10, Unitico nothing, and foul's going to be on Benny Schnabel. No, excuse me, going to be on Johnny Wilson. Delhi going to the bench. 3:05 to go here in the first, bringing in some fresh guys. Cale Townsend checks in. And this will be Xander Johnson in the corner for three. Again, off the front of the rim, Kelch with a rebound. And Delhi quickly back ahead looking for Townsend, but Xander Johnson was right there to get a piece of it, and out of play it goes. And so Benny Schnabel will inbound the basketball to the right of the hoop, and he'll feed it in to Vredenburg. They go to Schnabel, pump fakes, spins, comes back out, Kelch, right side three, off the side of the rim, Keel elevates for a big-time rebound. And a head down to Kingsbury. Unitico Franklin's got it. Kingsbury left side finds Keel into the paint. Tried to go back out to Xander Johnson, taken away by Schnabel. Left side for Benny. Stops and pops and scores. And it's a 12-0 lead for Delhi over Unitico Franklin. 2.5 to go here in the first quarter. Unitico Franklin to the left side. Chest pass for Keel. Leaving one for Bertzel on the left side. Again, they're just looking for openings here. Trying to find some holes in the defense. They go inside for Johnson at the left low block. Johnson muscles it up and in, and he scores. First bucket here for UF.
Good strong move there by Xander to get Unitico Franklin on the board.
Delhi 12, Unitico Franklin 2. And taking it right to the rim is Benny Schnabel for another bucket. Delhi pumps it back up to 14-2. 1:50 to go in the first. Spartan Devils have it on the left side here with Sargent. Little shimmy shake. We'll pull it back out. Goes to Johnson at the high post. Johnson looking for some options. Down to the right low block. We got another foul underneath on Delhi with minute 36 to go in the first, and Delhi leading 14-2. Some of our special sponsors for today's broadcast include JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford, Benson Agency Real Estate in Oneonta, Bob's Diner in Bainbridge, Clapper Construction of Otego, as well as DTC Delhi Telephone Company, and the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, as well as Jake's Deli in Otego. Unitego Franklin on the baseline. They get it into Caden Legree. Looking for a spark here. With a minute and a half to go in the first quarter, it's been all Delhi so far. Bertzel to the right side, finding Xander Johnson. Now to Legree. They'll go back to Bertzel. Unitego Franklin being patient, but just not a lot of room in the passing lanes here in the middle of that Delhi defense. Here's Kingsbury. He's stripped. Taken away here by Delaware Academy. And safely into the hands of Lucas Nealis. Nealis directing traffic. Thought about passing to Kelch. Instead holds on with a minute to go here in the first. Townsend, far side, looking for Nealis. 15 on the shot clock here for Delhi. And now back to Teddy Kelch. Straightaway three for Teddy is offline. And a rebound here for Xander Johnson. 45 seconds to go in the first. Ahead for Legree. Left side here for Unitego Franklin. Tried to shovel it through to Xander Johnson, but it was kicked out there by Delhi.
Boy, the Bulldogs are really being aggressive on defense. They're just being a little more physical, and they're right to any loose ball, any errant dribble. They're all over it.
38 seconds to go in the first. It's been very difficult for UF to find any room to operate. They try to go inside to Xander Johnson. He's immediately almost triple-teamed, but he gets it to go. A nice hook off the glass for Xander. Makes it 14-4. 25 seconds to go in the first. Unitego Franklin needing a stop here. Schnabel on the left side will dish one. Down to 15 seconds to go. Shot clock is off. Schnabel on the right low block will work one back out. And tipped out of bounds there by Brock Bertzel. With 7 seconds left to your first quarter. Going to be on the sideline, far side, here for Delaware Academy. Bulldogs will look to get it in. They do. They feed it back to Schnabel. Steps through. Couldn't get the shot off. Can Unitego Franklin get a half-court heave? They will with Xander Johnson, but it'll be short. End of the first quarter. Delhi boys come out with a strong statement, leading 14-4 in the MAC championship over Unitego Franklin, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. 563-9299.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, Delhi boys over Unitego 14-4 as we start the second quarter here, boys MAC championship game. A missed shot by Delhi, scooped up by Unitego Franklin. Coach, how can the Spartan Devils settle in here?
Well, in the first quarter, they turned the ball over six times. That led to some easy baskets for the Bulldogs as they were able to run out and get some hoops. So for starters, they got to take care of the ball at the offensive end.
And we got a loose ball on the floor after a missed shot by Unitego Franklin. Delhi's got it. Heading out to Lucas Milas in the right corner. Milas will slow it down. They'll pump the brakes. And to the left side here for Schnabel. Back over to Milas on the right side for three. He's got it. Lucas Milas dials long distance. And it's 17-4 for Delhi. 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. Anything else stats-wise stand out to you in the first?
I was impressed with the play of senior Teddy Kelch for Delhi. He had two assists. Thought he did a good job getting them organized.
And here's Fairburn underneath off the bench. Tristan Fairburn is able to hit that shot. He was good against Oxford as well off the bench. That makes it 17-6. Of course, Kelch was missing in that first game with Unitego Franklin. He's making a difference so far here. Now a steal by Unitego Franklin, but they're going to turn it right back over with a little double dribble. 6:40 to go in the second quarter, and Delhi leads 17-6.
And we're only about 2 minutes into the quarter here, and Unitego Franklin has already turned it over twice. There they had a huge stop. They had the momentum going and turned it back over.
Delaware Academy on the baseline. They'll work it in to Kelch. Now inside for Schnabel. Trying to go to work. Oh, Schnabel with a good move and finishes. He got Keel in the air, and then he went right underneath him.
Yeah, nice head and shoulder fake there to get him to leave his feet.
Delhi now leads 19-6. A three ball here. Left side for Levi Russell won't go down. Kicks back out. Unitego Franklin will keep it. And pull-up jumper for Xander Johnson. Left it a little short off the front of the rim. Brock Burtzel going to work, and his shot won't go. Boy, they did everything but finish there. Rebound for Delhi. Here's Kelch down the right side. Kelch steps through, dishing one over. A great pass on the baseline. Finds Levi Shepard. Shepard's got 8 points, and Delhi leads 21-6.
Yeah, great pass there by Kelch. Another assist for him.
5:50 to go in the second quarter, and now an over and back call on Unitego Franklin, and things are unraveling quickly here for the Spartan Devils. And a timeout is going to be taken here by Unitego Franklin to try to regroup. Delhi 21, Unitego Franklin 6, 5:50 to go, second quarter. Boys MAC Championship on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
5:50 to go in the second quarter. Delhi 21, Unitego Franklin 6 here from Green High School in the Boys MAC Championship. Delhi has won the last three. They're looking for their fourth in a row here tonight if they can pull this off. They got a good start here against Unitego Franklin. Delaware Academy has it with Kelch on the left side going for Nealis out of the timeout. As Delaware Academy goes left to right. Here's Kelch. That's Johnny Wilson. Lost control of it. A steal by UF. And then it's taken right back by Delhi. They go to Schnabel. And he's able to lay it up and in on the left side. Schnabel's got 8 points. Wow, just very, very active defensively for Delhi. They lead 23-6.
Yeah, they're in every passing lane. They're just being super aggressive as they deflect it out of bounds.
Fairburn tried to pass one into the corner, and it was knocked free. And Unitego Franklin just having a little trouble settling in here with 5:15 to go in the second quarter. And so UF will get it in. They go to Xander Johnson and to the right side for Kingsbury. Again, Delhi leading 23-6. Levi Russell will pull it back out now to Keel. Little crossover for Keel. He's stripped. Kelsch has got it on the floor. Ahead now. Numbers if they can hurry. Schnabel finds Johnny Wilson. Pump fakes. Puts it up off the glass and scores. And Delhi leads 25-6 here in the MAC championship game. And the Spartan Devils desperately trying to find something that'll work here. And to the left side here for Kingsbury. We'll leave it for Fairburn. Skips across the top of the defense for Russell. He steps in. His long jumper's off the back of the rim and a rebound for Delhi. Kelsch is looking to run. Kelsch down the left side. Into the paint. Floating and hits. And Kelsch has got six. And Delhi can't miss right now. They lead 27-6. Here's Xander Johnson, a three on the right side. It's well off the mark, but a rebound underneath by Fairburn, who puts it in, and he's got 4 points. Makes it 27-8.
Yeah, really nice offensive rebound putback there for Fairburn.
Kelsch at the left elbow. He gets tripped up there by Kingsbury. We got a call. With 4:04 to go here in the second quarter, and again, the Delhi boys leading 27-8. Some more of our special sponsors include Shandello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney. We have Erica's Cakery of Bainbridge, German Chiropractic and Wellness Center in Bainbridge, the Gatehouse Coffee House and Mercantile in Morris, and Johnston Stanimer Funeral Home in Morris and Brookfield. Jumper here for Wilson for Delhi as we get back underway. Missed it, and then stripped on the rebound by Xander Johnson. Numbers for if they can hurry for Unitego Franklin. And Johnson will lay it up and in. Xander with 6 points makes it 27-10. With 3:47 to go in the second quarter. And we're going to have a warning here for the ball coming through the hoop. We've talked about this a couple of different times.
Well, I didn't really think that was an intentional act. I thought Xander Johnson got hit when he drove to the basket. He got up and went to run back in, and as he's running back in, the Delhi player threw the ball, and it hit Xander. I actually think Xander could have grabbed it and maybe picked it up. But they said it was a delay of game warning as Teddy Kelsch buries a three from that left side.
Yeah, Kelsch with a huge three, rattled it home on the other side. Kelsch has got 9 points, and Delhi leads 30-10 here in the MAC championship game. Kingsbury to the left side. Shovels one on a bounce pass for Joe Sargent. And foul going to be here on Delhi.
And that's the kind of night it's been for Unitego Franklin. Kingsbury finds Sargent open in the left corner for a three. He's wide open, but he shoots the ball after the foul's called on the Bulldogs, and of course that one went in.
Yeah, they have just been cold from the outside, so Kingsbury gets it into the near side. Unitego Franklin going right to left. They go to Sargent, tries to go back to Kingsbury. Pass was too tall, out of bounds. It will stay here with Unitego Franklin. 3:07 to go before our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Earlier today, Delhi girls win their first ever MAC championship in girls basketball. 43-37, is that right? 43-38. So again, congratulations to Coach Bruce and his Delhi girls. Unitego Franklin now has the basketball going right to left. Little spin move here for Joe Sargent. Back out Kingsbury. Tries to feed one through to Xander Johnson. He's stripped, gets it back. Xander can't quite hold on to it. Gets it back again somehow into the corner for Zakow. He fires a three, and it's good. Tyler Zakow is able to hit that shot. Makes it 30-13 with 2:35 to go in the second quarter. Little shovel pass here for Kelsch. Comes off a screen. Kelsch thought about a three. Instead goes inside to Townsend. And Townsend off the glass. Hits. Cale Townsend gets it to go. Makes it 32, I think they put it up on the wrong side. And here's Xander Johnson, can't get that shot to go. Pulled back down in with 2:12 to go. Second quarter, yeah, 32-13 now our score. Delhi on top, and they're going to get the ball back. And so Delaware Academy going to give Kelsch a little bit of a break here. Got a couple of different players in. Late here in the second quarter, Schnabel across midcourt. Schnabel trying to go right to the rim, stops and pops, rattles in and out. Xander Johnson with a rebound, a long pass ahead for Zakow. and it was just too far in front of him, and Delhi gets back. Schnabel at midcourt will bring it down. You know, Coach, we haven't seen much of the leak-out game at all that was so successful against Oxford. Delhi's kind of taken it away.
Yeah, I think they knew that that was a strength of Unitigo, and they've kind of taken it away.
Into the corner now for Schnabel. Shovel pass, makes the extra pass. Oh, they missed the layup, though, by Vredenburg. What a pass by Schnabel. They just couldn't finish it. Unitigo Franklin back down the floor with a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. A three for Sargent. Well short rebound here for Delhi. Here's Lucas Nealis down the left side across midcourt with 1:25 to go in the second quarter. So it's Delhi 32 and Unitigo Franklin 13. Into the corner here for the Bulldogs. The shot is short. Fielded on the rebound by Joe Sargent. Ahead for Kingsbury. Now back to Sargent. He's stripped at the last minute by Nealis. Out of bounds, going to stay here with Unitigo Franklin. With 1:09 to go here in the second. Been a big first half here for the Delhi Bulldogs. Unitigo Franklin trying to get it in. Kingsbury, a little miscommunication there with Xander Johnson. They throw it away, and it goes back to Delhi. 1:09 to go here in the second. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. The Delaware Academy across midcourt. They will leave it here for Schnabel. Now back to Nealis. Chest pass to the far side for Kelsch. He steps in. His shot is no good. Our second chance rebound for Schnabel is good, right? That was Schnabel?
Yes. Nice putback. Didn't even come down.
I got shielded there, but Schnabel's got 10. Delhi leads 34-13. 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. Left side pass here for Kingsbury. Far side, Zakow. He'll back it out. Feeds one back to Kingsbury. And now a steal here by Schnabel. Kingsbury diving on the floor to keep it. And a timeout's going to be taken by Unitigo Franklin with 27 seconds left here before the halftime break. Delhi 34, Unitigo 13. We'll be right back on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
27 seconds to go here, second quarter. Delhi 34, Unitigo 13. MAC championship game here live from Green High School. We're glad to have you along. I'm Nate Lowell. Joined by Greg Bonskowski. Also listening online, if you're out there, WCDOsports.com. That's all brought to you on our free audio stream brought to you by SFCU. And to the near side here for Unitigo Franklin. Kingsbury with two on the shot clock has to fire up a three. It's no good. Rebound Delhi. They got 10 seconds left. Kelsch not in much of a hurry. Gets to midcourt. Now Kelsch wants to go to work. Kelsch into the paint, hanging, and hits. Kelsch with 11, and that's going to do it for the first half. Our score, Delhi boys 36 and Unitigo 13. Coach, what made Delhi so lethal in that first half?
I think they just came out more aggressive. I feel like they came out with a point to prove, and they felt like, hey, you know, we lost to you early in the season. We weren't at full strength, and they're just a step quicker to every ball on defense. They're just being more aggressive, and they're really shooting the ball at a high percentage. I don't have the shooting statistics, but they're really executing and doing a nice job. They're taking care of the basketball, not turning it over, whereas the Unitigo Franklin team is really turning it over, just looking quickly here. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 turnovers. So that's going to lead to some lot of leak-out points and easy baskets for the other team.
Hard to win a basketball game when the turnovers stack up like that, and Delhi is shooting this well, that's for sure. So, all right, we'll take a break. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes. Halftime score in the MAC Boys Championship, Delhi 36, Unitigo Franklin 13. We'll be back on WCDO.
A great team shows up when it matters most. At Marabito Energy Products, we know what it means to have your back, especially when the temperature drops. From reliable propane and fuel deliveries to 24/7 emergency service, our trusted team is always ready to keep your home comfortable in every season. Because when the weather gets tough, you need a team that never takes a timeout. When it matters most, make it Marabito.
For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO. Also on WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. It's time now for our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Again, you want to keep this number handy, 607-563-HEAT. That's 607-563-HEAT, because Marabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can also visit them online at marabito.com. They are announcing the girls all-stars right now for the first team. A lot of talented girls players. And it looks like Nayla Miley will be named the MAC MVP. On the girls' side, well-deserved. So congratulations to Nayla. Boy, a lot of tough selections there. You could have gone a lot of different ways on the girls' side. But congratulations to Nayla. So again, our halftime score here, Delhi Boys 36, Unitico Franklin 13. Let's go through our scoring summary. First for Delhi, 11 points for Teddy Kelsch, 10 for Benny Schnabel, 8 for Levi Shepard, 3 for Lucas Nealis, 2 for Johnny Wilson, 2 for Cale Townsend. On the other side for Unitico Franklin, 6 for Xander Johnson, 4 for Tristan Fairburn, and 3 for Tyler Zakow. So, well, if you're a fly on the wall in both of these dressing rooms, Coach, if you're Delhi, how do you not let off the gas at this point? You want to keep playing hard. You're halfway to your goal of winning 4 in a row. If you're Unitico, is this a go in and try to fire everybody up type of speech, or go over some of the finer details?
I think you got to know your team, and I think if you're Delhi, I think you come out and say, hey, the score is 0-0. We got to win the third quarter. We win the fourth quarter. We're good. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep staying positive. Do the things that have got us here to this point. Keep taking care of the basketball. If you're Unitico Franklin, you're in there saying, hey, guys, there's another half to go. We can play just as good as they did in the first half and the second half. And that's why they play a whole game, not just a half. And, I mean, you look at the turnovers. We said Unitico has 14. Delhi only has 6 turnovers. I mean, we're used to seeing Unitico Franklin turn the other team over and get lots of easy baskets. So I think Unitico Franklin's got to pick up their intensity level on the defensive end, and they just got to shoot a higher percentage, and they got to limit their turnovers. I mean, if you take the 14 turnovers, let's just say that Delhi scored a two-pointer on half of those turnovers. That's 14 points. Because, I mean, 7 turnovers times 2, that's 14. I mean, you take away those 14 points from Delhi, I mean, what would it be? 22 to 13?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's not an awful, we're still kind of in it. So we got to take care of the basketball. We got to limit their second chance opportunities, and we got to shoot a higher percentage.
Before we hit the break, I'm just curious. Were you ever a rah-rah halftime guy, I need to break the clipboard type of guy, or more of a X's and O's?
I think it depends, like I said, on your team. I think I have used both, but you kind of have to know. How is your team going to react if you get all fired up and break the clipboard? I was one that never swore in the locker room at halftime. Sometimes you just got to be positive. Other times you got to get them going. And I think sometimes you even have players on your team who some of them you can get a rah-rah, let's go, you know, get them fired up. And then you have others that maybe need that just, you know, hey, you got this, you know, we can do this, that quiet reassurance of the positive affirmation. So I think it all depends on your personality as a coach and then also your player's personality and your team's personality as a whole, like what's their makeup.
All right, it's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We will step away. We'll come back with the start of the third quarter. Our score, Delhi 36, Unitico Franklin 13. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. We're getting you set for the start of the third quarter here live from Green High School as our boys' MAC championship game, Delhi leading 36-13 here over Unitego Franklin. The Delaware League girls' championship game starting at 5:30. That's between South Courtright Andes and Stanford Jefferson, so we will try to bring you some updates, at least at the end of the quarters, if not halftime, from that game. That game's being played over at SUNY Delhi. And that boys' game will be at 7:30 later tonight. Also, same two schools. And Unitego Franklin with a good play to find Xander Johnson on the first play of the second half to score.
Yeah, nice little pick and roll with a back pick for the original screener, kind of a screen to screener. And here's that 1-3-1 that we thought we would see early, and there's a turnover. So exactly what you want to see coming out of the locker room if you're Unitego Franklin. Now you got to build on this momentum.
Yeah, Delhi throws that away, and Unitego Franklin will get it back, trailing 36-15 with 7.5 to go in this third quarter. Of course, Delhi girls winning earlier 43-38 in a thrilling game against BG. And we got the boys' game here to start the second half. And they'll try to work one out here for Xander Johnson, taken away by Delhi. They're back going down the floor on the left side, going right to left. And here is Teddy Kelch, who had a big first half with 11 points. They try to go to the interior, taken away by Joe Sargent. And Sargent across midcourt finds Kingsbury. Much better energy so far to start here for Unitego Franklin. Kingsbury back up towards midcourt. Jake will feed one for Xander Johnson. In the right corner for three, it's too strong. And the rebound is brought down here by Benny Schnabel. And we got a double dribble called here on Schnabel, giving it back to Unitego Franklin. They trail 36-15.
And we're not long into the first half here, and Delhi's already got three turnovers. So it's a different game here so far. Unitego Franklin just has to score and capitalize.
And Unitego Franklin gets it in. They find Brock Bertzel. He's trying to go to work. And the little turnaround shot is no good. And the rebound here for Johnny Wilson of Delaware Academy. Bulldogs going right to left. Bring it down the right side. And they'll zip one back over to Nealis. Shovel pass into the corner for Kelch. Back across for Schnabel. Good ball movement here. Back door here for Kelch. And he can't hit that shot. Rebound is scooped up here by Levi Shepherd. And he's able to flush it home. And Shepherd's got 10 points.
Yeah, way to hit the glass there. And nice finish, kind of from an awkward angle.
38-15. And now a steal for Delhi. They're looking to add to it. Schnabel takes it in and scores. And Benny's got 12. Ben's averaging 16.5 a game or so, and he's got 12 so far.
Yep, 19th in the Nate Lowell coverage area.
Three ball here for Sargent for Unitego Franklin. No, Schnabel with a rebound ahead for Kelch. And Kelch is going to take it in for the layup and score. Kelch has got 13. Kelch and Nealis are hovering right under 15, right around 13 or 14. So this Delhi team has three players that average in double figures. Pass inside for Xander Johnson. Can't get that to go. It's stripped, taken away by Schnabel. Schnabel down the left side, looking to run. And he'll go off the backboard, missed it. Second chance is good for Johnny Wilson. That makes it 44-15.
Boy, the Bulldogs really getting out and running here the last few possessions.
And now, Unitego Franklin going to call timeout to talk things over. 5:15 to go in the third. Delhi 44, Unitego Franklin 15. We'll be back on CDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
5:15 to go in the third. Delhi 44 and Unitego Franklin 15. Should have an update soon from the Delaware League Girls Championship game featuring Stanford Jefferson and South Courtright Andes. They're just underway from SUNY Delhi. Unitego Franklin with the basketball going left to right. They go to Brock Burtzel out of the timeout. It's a better start here for Unitego Franklin, but Delhi is woken back up. Here's Burtzel, tries to go into the teeth of the defense. Missed it. Rebound for the Bulldogs. And the Bulldogs will bring it back across midcourt. They go to Schnabel there on the Trojans logo at midcourt. We're live here at Green High School. Schnabel to the right side. 4:45 to go in the third. Delhi taking their time on this possession. Schnabel to the foul line. Blocked there by Keel. What an athletic play. But then Keel lost control of it. We got a foul on Delhi here as they brought it back down the floor for Unitego Franklin.
Yeah, when Unitego Franklin plays that 1-3-1 with Rashad Keel at the top, it causes problems. He is freakishly athletic up there. He's got a long wingspan. It's hard to pass over him. He can jump. It makes it very difficult. I really like that adjustment at halftime to go to that for the Spartan Devils.
I mean, he just jumped out of the gym to get that shot by Schnabel. I mean, he just does things that make you go, wow. Sargent to the right side as Unitego Franklin goes left to right. Sargent with the floater, left it short. Rebound Brock Burtzel. He couldn't hold on to it. Out of bounds and back to Delhi.
The other thing that I'm kind of noticing is there's not a lot of Unitego Franklin kids that have played in a big game like this or even been like in the gym for a huge game like this, whereas the Delhi kids over the last few years, it's kind of like built up as a tradition in their program, make a deep run in sectionals, be in the league championship game. So they might be a little more used to this atmosphere compared to Unitego Franklin.
Yeah, this Delhi group has had some really nice runs the last couple of years. Of course, three straight league championships. They've made deep runs in sectionals. Here's a three in the corner for DA. No, but a rebound by Brendan Berg brought back out. They got a fresh shot clock to work with 3:50 to go in the third. And they've had some heartbreaking losses deep in sectionals, the sectional finals against Moravia. They're looking to maybe get a chance to right that ship this year. There's a possible looming matchup with Moravia in the second round of sectionals for Delhi, which would be a massive game probably about a week from today. And to the left side here for Joe Sargent. 3:25 to go here in the third. Here's Keel. Now back to Sargent, to Kingsbury. Kingsbury steps through, looking for Xander Johnson, spots up for three, in and out, halfway down, and a rebound for DA. Kelsch zips it down the left side. And back across, looking here for Schnabel. And again for Kelsch. Excuse me, that was for Nealis before. Now to Vrendenberg, back to Nealis, into the far side corner. And died on the front of the rim, but a nice putback rebound, but they couldn't score there with Cale Townsend.
But you could hear Coach Kelly yell as they push that ball up in transition. Slow down, use the clock, run offense.
Go inside for Xander Johnson, and he's looking to put it up. Can't get that to go. And another rebound here for Delaware Academy. And back out to Kelsch. Back up near midcourt. And to the right side. And now taken away here by Unitego Franklin. Ahead for Keel. Keel down the left side. And off the glass for Keel. Can't get that shot to go, but a rebound for Kelch. And UF just can't buy a bucket right now. Nealis to the right side. Floats one back across for Kelch. Delhi being very deliberate, very patient. Back to Nealis, steps into a three on the right side. Splash for Lucas Nealis. 6 points on two threes. End of the first quarter in that Delaware League Championship game. 21-7 for Stanford Jefferson over South Courtright Andes. So a big start there for the SJ girls, looking to make some history of their own there tonight in the Delaware League Championship game. Here's Keel in the right corner, looking for Brock Bertzel. Far side here for Sargent. He fires a three, and that's well off the mark. And another rebound for Delhi. Kelsch ahead down the right side. Kelsch steps through. Dishing one for Townsend. Now back to Kelsch. Spots up for three. And that's an air ball, but Brendan Berg is right there, and his putback won't go down. Rebound here for Xander Johnson, and across midcourt he comes. Right side for Joe Sargent. He tries a three, and that's off the back of the rim. And the rebound picked up here by Delaware Academy. And a timeout's going to be taken here by Delhi. With a minute to go in the third, Delhi 47, Unitego Franklin 15. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Come check out the local high school sports wall of fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge with that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn specialties include the Bobcat Burger and a special Jerry sauce available on the Jerry Burger or the Jerry Chicken Sandwich. Also, daily specials like Taco Tuesday and Wednesday Wing Night. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for more specials.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And we're back underway. A steal here by Brock Bertzel. And Bertzel goes up for the right-handed layup. Cannot make that shot. Nealis with a good hustle back on defense. And Delhi gets the ball back with 30 seconds to go in the third. They'll pull one back out for Nealis into the far side for Schnabel as Delhi goes right to left. Schnabel down the right side into the corner. And a three ball is short here for the Bulldogs for Lincoln Raba. And Unitego Franklin has it. Back to the near side. Here for Brock Bertzel. Into the paint. Brock trying to go hard and scores on a nice left-handed finish. Well done.
Yeah, nice drive there by Bertzel.
And to the far side. Another three here for Delhi. And it's good for Lincoln at the buzzer. And that'll do it. Three quarters in the books. Delhi 50, Unitego Franklin 17, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your friends at Marabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Marabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Marabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Marabito Gresham work for you.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. We start the fourth quarter. Delhi leading Unitego Franklin 50-17. And Delhi continues to execute at a very high level here, Coach. What do you think? Is this your first time seeing them, right?
Yeah, this is my first time seeing them play. I've been impressed. I really like their three guards. Kelch, Nealis, and Schnabel are solid. Can all score, can all handle, can all create for others. And as you said, I thought Levi Shepard early, he did some nice things. So they're tough.
Yeah, I think Class C is going to be really tough as this ball out of bounds, and we'll go back to Unitego Franklin. I mean, you look at all the IAC teams in the sectional bracket. Union Springs, very good. Candor, of course, Moravia, you can never count them out. Trumansburg. And then you throw in our MAC teams. You know, Delhi and Unitego Franklin, that doesn't even mention the top seed, Elmira Notre Dame. So it's going to be a tough, tough bracket. Should be some fun basketball over the next 2 weeks. So 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Delhi leads 50-17. Now a steal here by Delaware Academy. On the left side of the floor here with Lucas Nealis. Nealis will pump one into the corner for Kelch. Now back over to Nealis for Schnabel on the right side. Again, they skip it over top of the defense. Good ball movement. Nealis a three. Too much mustard on that one, but a rebound by Townsend underneath keeps it alive here for DA. And to the left side, a spin move. Schnabel, extra pass down low for Wilson, and he's hammered, and we got a foul.
Really nice look there by Schnabel. He did his little spin move. He liked that move.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got up in the air and was going to shoot it, but he noticed that his teammate Wilson was kind of open on the block on the right side there, so he dished it off, drew the foul, tripped to the line.
And here is Wilson at the line, and his first shot is good. I think Delhi came in feeling like they wanted to prove that they belonged at the top of the MAC. After losing that first game early in the season, they dropped a couple of strange games at the start of the year. They lost to Walton Downsville in the Drago tournament. I think people thought, boy, is Delhi down this year? What's going on? But once they found their identity and they got Kelch back, holy cow, they've been moving. Delhi across midcourt with Schnabel. And we'll find one over to the far side here for Wilson through his hands out of bounds. The last touch by the Spartan Devils. We'll have our post-game show after this. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of today's game. But here's a steal by Unitego Franklin. Across midcourt. Fairburn on the right side, drives his way in, now has to dish it out. Xander Johnson on the baseline, will feed one back across, and they'll go up. And a foul here as Carter Groff will head to the line as he's fouled on his way up.
Really nice drive there on the baseline by Xander Johnson. Nice dish there to Groff.
6:27 to go in the fourth, and Groff will step to the line. And the first shot for him is no good. Second shot coming here for Groff. Just not Unitego Franklin's day here today. So hard to get to this game. Everything has to go right, and then you just never know in the moment how it'll go down as Groff misses the second shot. Fairburn went back up with it, got the rebound, but was blocked out of bounds there by Nealis. So it'll stay with Unitego Franklin. 6:25 to go in the fourth. It's Delhi 51, Unitego Franklin 17. On the baseline, they'll get it in. Logan Kingsbury tries to feed one into the corner for Johnson. Knocked out there by Benny Schnabel. And they have held Xander Johnson to just 8 points. He's averaging 19 a game right now.
Yeah, they've done a really good job of switching every time there's a screen for him. Really have made him work for everything that he's gotten today.
Kingsbury will shovel one to the high post here for Fairburn. He gets tied up, working hard. The little floater in the paint for him is off the mark and no good. Rebound by Fairburn, working hard again. His second chance won't go down. And then Nealis gets tied up with Logan Kingsbury underneath, and we got a foul.
But that's the kind of day it's been for Unitego Franklin. Great effort by Fairburn to get his own rebound there. good look. Ball hit almost every part of the rim, bounced across the open hoop several times, and just out.
6:02 to go in the fourth. I don't think it's been from lack of effort today, but things have not gone Unitego Franklin's way. As in the backcourt, here comes Kelsch across the midcourt timeline for Schnabel as Delhi is in the maroon uniforms, the white trim going right to left. Timeout's going to be taken here by Warren Kelly for Delhi. Just under six to go in the fourth, and the Delhi boys in full control on the Mac boys championship 51-17. We'll be back on WCDO.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. 563-9299.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And out of the timeout, a steal for Unitego Franklin, and Tristan Fairburn, who's been working real hard off the bench, goes down and is fouled going up for a right-handed layup.
Yeah, I've been impressed with his effort today. He's really come into the game, kind of giving the Spartan Devils a boost. He plays hard. He leaves it all out there. I've been impressed with his effort today. What does he have, like four points going to the line here for two. He's done a lot of other good things, played good defense, got the steal there, had some rebounds.
Can't get the first one here, but a second one coming. And he'll get the second shot here at the line. He had 7 points off the bench against Oxford, and I thought was a real spark plug. And that's the thing that has been real good about this Unitego Franklin team all year. A lot of depth playing 8, 9, 10 guys.
Yeah. Sometimes you'll have a game like this where it's just not your day, and you got to remember, hey, we've had a great season up until this point. It was one game. Let's move on. Next game.
We have our halftime score from the Delaware League Girls Championship game, 29-17, Stamford Jefferson Girls leading South Courtright Andes. So we should have some more stats coming from that, of course, later tonight. But that game being played over at SUNY Delhi. The boys game for the Delaware League will be played at 7:30. If I had some sort of a helicopter and a clone, maybe we could bring that to you, but not today, unfortunately. Had to pick and choose. Now here's a steal by Delaware Academy. And here is Schnabel trying to go coast to coast. Missed it. Second chance is up and good. Mason Reed off the bench with the putback, and Delhi leads 53-17.
A really nice hustle there by Reed to run the court and get that rebound.
Here's Jake Kingsbury going coast to coast, and he's able to lay it up and in. Nice play by Jake, his first basket. 5:02 to go here in the fourth. Delhi 53, Unitego 19. And substitutes coming in here for both sides. And again, we'll have our post-game show coming up after this. Three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. And again, both teams getting some new, fresh faces in. Unitego Franklin and Delhi have all taken all starters out with 5 minutes left. Just don't often see this in a league championship game. Great opportunity for some of these guys to come off the bench and get some minutes. But it's has been a statement day here for the Delaware Academy Bulldogs. They're going to go into the Class C tournament as the 2 seed, and if they keep playing like this, they're going to be a tough out. And boy, wouldn't it be fun if it all worked out as it has sometimes in the past, but it's rare if you got that regional and maybe it was Coop Delhi. Boy, that'd be fun.
Yeah. But a lot of basketball left to be played on both sides.
Yeah, way, way too much. Coop Boys did win earlier today up in Section 3. They are the one seed. They beat Citizenship Academy 98-66. So Coop Boys are 21-0. So here's Fairburn in the right corner. They'll try to pump it to the interior here for Levi Wetmore, the senior. Pulls it back out here for Zach Au. Zach Au to the right side, shot clock winding down, and he's not going to get, oh, he does get it off at the last second, but it's an air ball and a rebound for Delhi. Streaking down the right side of the floor here with 3:50 to go in this fourth quarter. Braden Eckert will pull one back out. Straightaway three for Vredenburg, and the bank is open here for Cole Vredenburg from straightaway to make it 56-19. And that just shows what kind of a day it is here for Delaware Academy. It's all falling. They try to go inside. Unitego Franklin with the basketball going left to right. They have Legree here on the left side. Back to Fairburn. Gets a screen. Fairburn to the left elbow. It's poked away and taken back here by Delhi. Fairburn slow to get up on the other end of the court here. Now a steal by Unitego Franklin, and Fairburn might have rolled the ankle, kind of fell awkwardly with 3:10 to go here in the fourth. Delhi 56, Unitego 19.
You don't like to see that. Hopefully he's okay and it's just a little sprained ankle.
McKenna Hoyt with 10 points for Stanford Jefferson to lead the way there. Carly Drop with 7 for South Courtright Andes. That's again 29-17 at the half in the Delaware League Girls Championship game. There is no video stream for that Delaware League game later tonight if you were looking for some entertainment, so you'll just have to wait for my updates. And here into the left corner is Caden Legree. Legree will pull one back out for Wetmore. And here for Levi Russell. Back to Legree with 2:50 to go in the fourth. A jumper for Legree, a long two. No, Zach Al's got the rebound. And we'll push it back out to Levi Russell in the corner.
Five on the shot clock.
And they'll try to go back to Wetmore. He couldn't get there in time. Chasing on to it. Delhi's going to get a free layup out of this one with Brody Livingood. 58-19.
Really good hustle on his part to realize that that ball wasn't going to go out of bounds.
Caden Legree at the top of the arc. Goes back to Wetmore for Levi Russell in the corner. And I think if you're Unitego Franklin, it hasn't been your day, but you're going to have to hit the reset button. And we got a foul here on the baseline, and they got to get ready for sectionals. They'll have a home game coming up this week.
Yeah, they will host Tioga on February 25th at 6 o'clock. That game's at Unitego.
Yeah, so that will be a big game coming up here for Unitego Franklin. Here's Zach Au on the right side for three. Tyler Zach Au's got 6 points. Back the other way here for Delhi. Again, they lead 58-22 in the MAC championship, and the Bulldogs are just a minute and 50 seconds away from their fourth straight league championship. A three from the top of the arc here for Eckert is no good. Second chance, I missed it.
Mason Reed. Offensive rebound and put back.
Well done there by the Bulldogs to make it 60-22 with 90 seconds left. So it's going to be a Delhi sweep today. The Bulldogs getting it done earlier in the girls' game and a real thriller over Bainbridge Guilford. Zach Howe, another three on the right side. He hits. A big smile on his face. He said, well, might as well fire away here. It's 60-25. Into the right corner, another three here for the Bulldogs. Off the front of the rim, no. Rebound pulled down here by Kelton Ryan. And across midcourt here for Legree as we're under a minute to go. And a hanging jumper for Caden Legree is good. That makes it 60-27. 45 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Don't forget, post-game show coming up. We'll get you a full stats recap. We will give out our three awards. Another three, this one by Eckert in the corner. Can't go down. Second chance opportunity here for the Bulldogs. They'll rip it into the corner. Another three is an air ball. And Legree's got it with 25 seconds left. So congratulations to the DA Bulldogs as we got a foul here on DA with 21 seconds left. Good night to head back to Delhi. There'll be a lot of celebration for the boys winning four straight, the girls winning their first ever. And so this will be Tyler Zachow to the left side of the hoop. And Delhi first round bye, is that right, Coach?
Yes. Delaware Academy has a first round bye, and then they would host on February 28th at 6 p.m. the winner of number 7, Moravia, versus number 10, Newfield.
McGree at the line hits the first. Wowie. A Delhi-Moravia second round matchup could be...
They have already played Newfield on January 17th, a 64-53 win. But like you said, Delaware Academy, Moravia, and then whoever gets out of that game would get either Trumansburg, Unitego Franklin, or Tioga. So that's just half the bracket.
Tough side of the bracket. Yeah, very tough. Delhi walks across midcourt. They'll hold on to it. And the final score here, coming up in 10 seconds, down to 5. Delhi fans on their feet. A 60-28 victory here for the Bulldogs over Unitego Franklin. Postgame show coming up here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we know that life's biggest milestones start with everyday moments. Like a family gathering starts with coffee on a first date. Buying your dream home starts with opening a savings account. And growing a successful business starts with a single deposit. Because no matter how unforgettable the extraordinary days are, there's a lot of everyday banking that leads up to them. NBT Bank. It starts here.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of vitamins, health and beauty products, and greeting cards. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back one last time. It's a four-peat here for the Delhi boys as they get it done here for the MAC championship. 60-28, our final score. Let's go through our scoring summary here. First, 13 for Teddy Kelsch, 4 Delhi, 12 for Benny Schnabel, 10 for Levi Shepard, 6 for Lucas Nealis, 5 for Johnny Wilson, 4 for Mason Reed, 3 for Cole Vrendenberg, 2 for Cale Townsend, and then 2 for Brody Livingood. On the other side for Unitego Franklin, 8 for Xander Johnson. Ended up being 9 for Tyler Zachow. He hits those 3 threes. 4 for Tristan Fairburn, 3 for Caden Legree, 2 for Brock Burtzel, and 2 for Jacob Kingsbury. So just a tough one here for the Unitego Franklin boys as Delhi pulls away for the victory here. What makes Delhi so successful out there, Coach?
They just play fundamentally sound basketball, and they just execute. Coach Kelly does a really nice job. I mean, he started coaching back when I started at GMU with the boys, and we played each other a few times early when he first started, and he just, like you said off the air, like he really pays attention to the little things, and the details matter. If you're going to be a Bulldog basketball player, you better do the little things, because if you don't, you probably won't be in the game. And he's really got it going there, and once you start to have success, then everybody starts to buy in, and kids want to be a part of that successful program. So kudos to them. They just play basketball the right way.
All right, let's get into our three awards to wrap it up here. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. It's brought to you by NBT Bank, top rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes in the Tri-County area. We wanted to go with Teddy Kelsch here, 13 points. I thought he was a spark early and really was the difference. You can see the difference he makes for this team.
Yeah, I think he does a really good job of getting them organized. He distributes the ball. He's athletic. He filled the stat sheet pretty much all over the place. Three rebounds, nine rebounds, three assists, a couple steals. So he does make a big difference. I mean, I didn't see, this is the first time I've seen them play, but if you took him away, I could see how that would impact their team.
Night and day from the beginning of the season, that regular season matchup to today, a completely different team. I really think they were finding themselves early. They went to the Drago, and they had some young guys with not a lot of varsity experience, and they were trying to figure out their roles, and they obviously did. So next up, it's the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Visit MarabitoGresham.com and see the difference. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. I'd like to go with Benny Schnabel here, 12 points, but boy, so active, steals, getting out in transition. He can be a real pest out there. He'll get our defense award.
Yeah, he had five steals tonight. He also had eight rebounds, three assists. So, like I said before, boy, with Kelsch, Nealis, and Schnabel, they're a difficult backcourt, guard, tandem, whatever you want to call it. But Schnabel really played a good game. He loves that spin move,
mm-hmm.
and he likes to get in the lane. He's athletic, and he can finish. He has a good jump shot from the perimeter. So they're going to be a tough out in sectionals. I wouldn't want to play them.
Lastly tonight, the JM Electrical Contracting All-Purpose Award is brought to you by JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. You can get peace of mind this winter with a new Generac generator for your home or business from JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford. We wanted to go with the MAC MVP, Xander Johnson, 8 points. Everything runs through him. It was a difficult night because the defense swarmed him repeatedly, but Xander still definitely deserving of an all-purpose award.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great high school athlete. Almost any sport that he plays, he does a really nice job at. But Delhi, clearly, their focus of their scouting report tonight was to limit Xander's opportunities. It was not the game I'm sure he wanted, but he certainly gave his best effort. Hopefully they can forget this and move on and take care of Tioga. I mean, if I'm Coach Woods in that locker room right now, I'm saying, hey, guys, we are 15-5. We just lost to a really good Delaware Academy team. We got to forget about it. Game's over. We get to host Tioga in sectionals. We win that game, then we can go to Trumansburg and win that game, and then we got Delhi again.
That's
what you'd want. You know, they wanted to rematch against us. We should want a rematch against them.
That would be a lot of fun.
Yep. It would be a difficult challenge. Well, it would be at TC3, so it would be on a neutral floor, much like today. But I think if you're an athlete and you're a competitor, you want that opportunity to say, hey, let's have the third game. You won one. We won one. Let's see who wins in the sectionals.
Well, we can keep our fingers crossed as, you know, supporters of the MAC, that would be a lot of fun. So I want to say thank you to all our special sponsors that helped us to bring you the Tri-Valley games last night, the MAC games here tonight. Just a couple of extra shout-outs to Clapper Construction of Otigo, Bob's Diner in Bainbridge, JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford, Sydney Federal Credit Union, Shandello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney, Erica's Cakery in Bainbridge, Houston and Benson Insurance, Payne's Cranes of Bainbridge, Brown's Pharmacy of Unadilla,
and Benson Agency Real Estate in Oneonta. That's not all of them. There's a full list, but we appreciate it. We tried to give you as much love as we could throughout all these broadcasts and throughout all our special promos throughout the week. So we couldn't bring these games to you without your support. So certainly appreciate it. Coach, thank you, and we will see you sometime next week for some sectional games.
Yeah, this was fun. Two good games. I know the second one was maybe not as close as we would have liked, but two good teams, and I really enjoyed the girls' game today and two good games yesterday. So I'm sure we'll see each other somewhere down the road in a gym at a location to be determined.
A Delhi sweep today. The girls get it done against BG, the boys against Unitego Franklin. So well done for the DA Bulldogs. Big thank you to Craig Stevens and also to Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studios for taking good care of us. For Greg Boskowski, I'm Nate Lall. Thanks for listening to the MAC Championships today, and we will see you next week for sectionals on WCDO Sports.
Great music, informative news, and local information. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
CDO Tri-County Forecast.
Tonight, mostly cloudy skies with a chance of snow showers, low 25 to 30, no accumulation expected. Sunday, cloudy with snow likely, but the high 35 to 40. Sunday night, cloudy with snow likely, low 25. On Monday, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, temperatures around 35. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, the high only 20 to 25. You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO at FM 101.